Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ever think, I wish I knew how to improve the most important relationships in my life? Or ever say to yourself, my life is so stressful. I'm anxious. Is there a better way to cope with this? What about anger, grief, depression? Do you feel stuck? Have you suffered trauma? Is your marriage falling apart? Has your self-confidence dropped to a very low point? If any of these relate with you, there is hope. God sends Mark Hovland and Vicky Wong to share with us, yes, words of hope, new hope in Christ. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know His love for you, that He loves you so much, dear friend, that He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Mark Hovland and Vicky Wong, is reaching out to you. In fact, Jesus is calling you. Would you turn to Him? Would you put your faith in Jesus and receive Him as your Savior and Lord and surrender all the burdens that you carry to Him? Mark Hovland is the founder and director of New Hope Counseling Center. He graduated from Colorado Christian University with a master's in counseling. Prior to that, he graduated from Western Illinois University with a degree in finance. Vicky Wong graduated from Chaminade University with her master's in counseling psychology, adding to her studies in pastoral and biblical studies at Summit Pacific College and Global University. Mark and Vicky are licensed marriage and family therapists at New Hope Counseling Center. Mark, Vicky, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
It's a blessing to have you here.
Yes.
Mark, how did God lead you to be the founder? To found and be the director of New Hope Counseling Center?
You know, my passion for many, many years has been to help people find healing and freedom. You know, I was just thinking on the way over that it's been about 25 years that I've actually been counseling people in different venues and different places. So going all the way back to River of Life Mission days as being a chaplain there. I was on staff at New Hope Oahu for about 9 years. And at a psychiatric hospital for about 5 years, and then decided at some point to come out of the pastoral ministry and to move towards getting a degree in counseling. So did that, went to Colorado, felt at some point to come back home here to Hawaii. And about the time I thought I was going to be practicing with a friend out in IAEA, that's a psychologist out there, but had conversations with Wayne Cadero, he's been part of my life for many, many years, and he wanted to get a counseling center started. So we dialogued about that, and that's how it got started. So that was about 6.5 years now that we since the beginning.
Vicky, six and a half years.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Vicky, you had a successful career in the marketplace. What process did God take you through to become a licensed marriage and family therapist?
Well, I'm Chinese. So Chinese people were supposed to be in finance and earn a lot of money and be in business. And
that's the Chinese people listening are saying, amen, amen, amen.
So that's what we were just expected to do. But counseling, I kind of just ran into it, actually. I'm also, my husband and I, we also are pastors. And after we got married, I realized how hard it was to be a pastor. And we also had a business profession. So I was juggling both. And it was hard. You know my husband, Terry, he's type A personality plus. After 8 months of marriage, I had a burning ulcer. And the doctor looked at me and she said, you got to slow down. Don't live his life. Don't live it. You know, we were having dinner at midnight, romantic dinners. We just got married. And life was just busy. It was busy. And so I had thought about it, but I knew nothing about counseling. I knew nothing about Christian counseling. And you know, we lived in San Francisco for 10 years after we got married, and suddenly we're in Hawaii. Unexpected. Completely unexpected. And I worked for Bank of Hawaii. Things were going well. We were earning a ton of money, and life was good. But, you know, God always caught my attention. I always thought about those days when I wanted to go to Christian counseling, but there really wasn't anything. And I saw so many pastors counsel, and pastors are not trained in counseling, and they're just busy. Life is busy. And I thought to myself, wow, someday I'd like to go to Christian counseling. Someday I think the church and the world needs to be able to have somebody who you can process with and also bring God into the picture. But I had no idea the Lord was directing it toward me.
Mm. Mark, did you see that same need from your perspective? Vicki, from the marketplace, from married to type A Pastor Terry. I know Pastor Terry. I mean, he inspires me. Well, Mark, in your position at New Hope, with Pastor Wayne and the pastors and the dynamics of church leadership, what did you see in terms of need?
Well, you know, I think the need has always been there. I think the church in general has gotten a lot better. There was a time within the church that if you had a problem with alcohol, you'd actually have to go to an AA meeting, either because of shame. You'd definitely go outside the church. But things have evolved over the years. I think part of it is with the Celebrate Recovery movement with Saddleback, where today a lot of churches are starting recovery groups in their church. So there's a recognition that, you know, people have issues. We all have some level of brokenness. Until the time we see Jesus, you know, face to face, you know, we're all going to be struggling with something. And sometimes those issues go way back, you know, to our childhood. And Jesus comes into our life, he saves us. But that's the beginning of kind of a sanctification process. So I definitely saw the need. We were actually, I started a ministry called Life Change Seminar that has been running for several years at New Hope as a result of that need. And also, you know, was involved in a lot of 12 steps. So it's neat. In fact, Vicki has just recently started at her church, a new Celebrate Recovery branch, I guess. So the need is very much in out there. And we go to church on Sunday morning, and that's a wonderful thing. We should do that. But where can we go to deal with real issues in our life that we're struggling with? That's important.
Someone says, look, I can usually solve my own problems. Why would I need therapy? How would you respond?
Well, I think, you know, we hear that sometimes, even among churches, and sometimes it's when the pastor maybe starts to break down through some kind of hurt or maybe depression or scandal or whatever, that the church starts to move in a different direction. So maybe they don't, I don't think everybody needs counseling, I don't think everybody needs a support group, but, you know, we have a tendency to try to just maybe just read the Bible and pray, and there's definitely, that's powerful, and God can change people, but there may be places that maybe you might need some help that you're not recognizing that's affecting your life. And I always say that healing is not an end in itself, but it's to release us into God's best for our life. So I don't see us as Christians just kind of sitting around and talking about our issues for the next 50 years. It's ultimately to heal us so that we can do God's work on planet Earth. That's really what it's all about.
Healing, and then your perspective also on that same question, Vicki. But when we talk about healing, when we talk about mental healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing. How do all these integrate?
You know, Danny, there's a lot of hurt people out there. As an Oriental, you're really good at suppressing things. Mm. You perform, you're a people pleaser, you do well academically, you do well financially. But emotionally, there's so many people who are broken out there. And you go to church and you know the Lord. I mean, the Lord is our Lord and Savior. But there's all these unresolved issues that we have learned to suppress. And yet, over time, those suppressed issues then affect you. You know, whether it's depression, whether it's anger issues, whether it's the way that you raise your children, and whether there are signs in your marriage. And it gets to a place where you recognize that, wow, I really need to process some of these hurts because they're affecting my day-to-day, your present situation. And you realize it, but you're too afraid to deal with it. And I think that's where Christian counseling comes in. It becomes a safe place for you to be with somebody who is trained in their profession, but also understand what you're coming from. And there's no judgment, no condemnation, no negativity. You're in a safe place. And suddenly you feel that you can process some of those things that you've held inside for so long. And then you find that as you're processing, as you're working through your issues, healing is coming about, emotional healing and spiritual healing.
Now, without going into much detail at this point, and it may come out later, but just a quick question. Have you experienced what you're sharing, what in your own healing? And they're nodding. They're both nodding their heads. and I guess I ask that because this goes far beyond the theoretical. Mm-hmm. And the spiritual life, the working of God's Spirit in your lives now has positioned you through training even to synthesize research that has been done and is being done now to share what you've learned through experience and training with others to release them to fulfill God's purpose. You're listening to Mark Hovland and Vicky Wong. You can find out more about them at enewhopecounseling.org, enewhopecounseling.org. When we come back from our break, you know, counselors specialize, and they have certain areas under the broad umbrella of Christian counseling where they specialize. I don't know about you. Well, right now, as you listen to them, is there a stirring in your heart? Is there something that sort of opens up in you and resonates and says, wow, she's talking about me. He understands. It's like, I feel safe with Mark. I feel safe with Vicky. I didn't even know these ministries existed. We'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiyawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Mark Hovland of New Hope Counseling. Well, Mark is a one with clinical experience that includes an internship as a therapist in community mental health, a setting at Aspen Point in Colorado Springs, there in Colorado. He's also had over 5 years of experience at Cedar Springs Psychiatric Hospital in Colorado Springs. The last 2.5 years as a therapist, he's here with us today along with Vicki Wong. Counselors specialize. They have certain areas in their life, and maybe, Vicki, Mark, you'd be open to share how some of these interests that you have in your particular area sort of stems from perhaps personal experiences that you've had along the way. Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maurer, you're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Share this free podcast with family members and friends. And to find out more about Mark Hovland and Vicki Wong, eNewHopeCounseling.org. So, Mark, what is your area of focus and why?
Sure. You know, I think it's something that evolves. I would say a lot of therapists, even in Hawaii, because there's such a need, that you can be somewhat of a generalist, meaning that you wind up seeing people with all kinds of issues. But as time goes on, a lot of times you have something that you're most passionate about. For me, that has been trauma, a childhood trauma, or just trauma in general that has evolved. And probably some of it does go back to my childhood. I grew up in a home where alcohol abuse was very, very prevalent. And, you know, I experienced some trauma there, some neglect in that setting. Obviously, addiction with the alcohol abuse. So I'm sure that for a lot of therapists that component is there, that maybe they've experienced something, you know, in their past that shapes how they help people. But the thing that I like about trauma is that I see often some very good results. And trauma affects us in significant ways. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, Jesus comes into our life, but we can have these very painful memories that are still there. And at some level, God has to heal those areas. I think the ultimate reframe of our life, our childhood, is to see it through God's eyes. And a lot of times we don't see it through God's eyes. We see it through that little boy's eyes or that little girl's eyes. And so trauma very often shapes our mental health, depression levels, anxiety levels, lots of different things. Even our relationship problems are caused often by trauma. Before I was, you know, in the clinical world, I did life change, and that was as a part of it that is inner healing related. So the essence of inner healing is really to allow the Holy Spirit to come in to those deep wounds and to allow the Lord to show us, you know, his perspective about those things. So I see some of those same things today. One of the types of treatments that we use at our counseling center is a treatment called EMDR, which stands for eye movement desensitization reprocessing. This is an approved treatment with the Department of Defense, the Veterans Administration, for soldiers that come back from Iraq or Afghanistan. And it's a very, very powerful treatment. Someone that might hear that can go and research it. It's been around for about 30 years. So when you can take someone that maybe a common question that I ask people on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 would be the highest level of emotional charge that a memory might have. 0, you don't have any emotional charge. If you've got some memories that go back in your childhood, level 7, 8, 9, 10, those all represent trauma. It could be a smaller trauma. We call it kind of a small T trauma, or a larger trauma, kind of a big T trauma. But those can still be shaping our lives. So to work with a 70-year-old woman at times that has been sexually abused, that still, after 60 years, has a painful memory of a level 10, and to see that memory sometimes go down to 0 or 1 is powerful. So that, I think that's one of the things that I like about trauma work, is if we can neutralize that memory, very often if we heal the memory, it starts to shape their thinking, their emotions, and their behavior. And sometimes as Christians, we kind of white-knuckle it. Romans 12:2 says, basically says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. 2 Corinthians 10 says, take every thought captive. But if we've got these painful memories that are kind of bubbling up, that's kind of hard to do. So at some level, we've got to let the Lord in those deeper places to heal that. And when that happens, very often it reshapes our world.
Vicki.
For me, I'm very similar with Mark. I really have a heart for those who have gone through trauma. Whether it's a teenager at 14 years old, a male, a father, a church member, woman, all of us has experienced deep hurts in our lives. Sexual abuse is another area that I'm very intimate with, that I like to work with, as well as verbal abuse and emotional abuse. There's a lot of things that we have all gone through, and having somebody come into our office and looking at you, Danny, you look normal. You know, you look healthy. And that's what we see. But yet, as we dig a little deeper, we realize how much hurt and trauma that the world has gone through. And to have that opportunity to process with somebody, to talk through some of those childhood hurts, those teenage times of neglect, the expectations that we walk through in life, and we feel like we're not good enough. We feel rejection. We feel hurt from people. And being able to work through that, that's significant. In terms of sexual abuse, that's an area that I've worked with, both with males and females. I've seen it. I personally experienced it. And this is an area of hurts that, once it affects you, it affects every area of your life. Every area, whether it's in marriage, whether it's in relationships, employment, all these areas. And to be able to work through it, whether it's with a male or a female, and to allow them to go through their journey of healing, it's so powerful.
I love that our word even tells us that if God allows us to suffer, why does he do this? So that he can first heal us, and then we can heal others. And that's exactly, because it's so much more relatable.
Absolutely.
If you're working from something you've experienced and been healed from.
Yes.
It's powerful.
Yes. Describe for us, what does the process of healing look like for someone? When we talk about the Holy Spirit doing the work of inner healing, give us an example of what someone may experience.
Sure. I think for... many, many years ago, when I was at New Hope, when we did inner healing back then, I think it, at some level, it's going to the Lord directly, ourself, and with those painful hurts and memories. And that can come from different forms. It can come from the process that I mentioned earlier, the EMDR. It can come through kind of an inner healing. I believe that God is ultimately the healer. He can redeem different techniques as long as it doesn't violate Scripture, the Word of God, or faith. But at its core, that's what it is. It's letting the Lord in those places and speaking to us about his perspective of what happened. We often As kids, we personalize different things. We think that this, you know, our parents divorced, you know, because of me, you know, mm-hmm. as a 7-year-old. And so we can be very, you know, we see the world through a child's eyes. So a lot of times it's on our part, from a clinical perspective, it's having an awareness of what are those injuries, whether they be like emotional abuse or neglect, that can affect us, and going to those memories and through some type of process, allowing the Lord to show up in those memories. And I always think that it's a much more powerful process if the Lord directly speaks to a person about some of maybe the lies that they've been believing, some of the misbeliefs, versus coming from me as a counselor. Obviously, you know, we can share some things that might be very insightful, but if the Lord shows us that directly, that this memory, you know, as a child, doesn't have to affect us, that's much more powerful.
So, Mark, Vicki, how does the Lord show us? You know, what in a counseling session, how does the Lord reveal that particular area to me or to a patient?
Sure.
I think when you come in, there's a sense of awareness, though you're struggling with a lot of denial, because it's so hard to admit truth when you've suppressed an adjusted life for so long. But there's an awareness, because you have perhaps a depression, a loneliness, moments when you feel like, I'm struggling. And a lot of people, they have anger, depression, anxiety, fear. Those are areas that they have a little bit of awareness in. But to get to the root of what that is a different issue, where I think professional counseling really comes in, is important, because you know the symptoms. It could be drinking, it could be drugs, it could just be marital issues, but those are the symptoms. It's trying to find out what the deeper root is. And as Mark and I have mentioned, those deeper roots can stem from childhood or somewhere in your life where you felt that I wasn't loved. Somebody didn't care for me or didn't treat me. It could be a parent. Didn't treat me the way that I wanted them to be treated or expected to be treated. There is a sense of neglect, especially, as I mentioned, Oriental families. They're working. They're working constantly. And you learn to grow up, be raised on your own, but there's an isolation, a loneliness that you experience. And that comes, and you grow into that. So you come to counseling, realize there's something in me that needs to change. And we have the opportunity to help you reach into those deeper roots and those deeper levels of understanding.
And one thing, Danny, kind of to answer what you shared about how does the Lord do that, very often it's through facing pain. It's taking that person back to that painful memory in context of prayer, and having them face that memory and the fear of that and the shame of that, or the anger related to that, and then at some point having the Lord shift their thinking on that memory that takes that emotional charge out of that. And so that can be, you know, the Lord just giving them some words during that time of a prayer, maybe where they have their eyes closed and they're going back to that painful memory, and the Lord speaking into their life and just saying, you know, I many years ago I had a gal that, and this was she had been sexually abused and had carried that shame for many, many years. And the Lord, during a time of prayer, the Lord just came in and said a couple simple words, you know, you're clean. You know, it wasn't your fault. And then that truth just, it just kind of discharged some of the lies that were related to what she had believed most of her life. And so, but that's the essence of it. We've got to go to the painful places very often, inviting the Lord to those places. And by nature, we don't want to do that because it is painful. But those things that we don't come to peace with in our life will take our peace very often.
Mark Hovland, Vicki Wong, sharing about counseling and inner healing that takes place through the working of the person of the Holy Spirit in and through, well, using them really in a way to facilitate this mighty working of God. We're talking about profound moments, life-changing moments, and as we share in this time, We believe that this is a divine moment that God has set up. We might not know all the details of your life at this moment, this point, but God knows everything even better than you do. And he loves you, and he knows you, and he is providing a way for you to take another step towards healing and restoration. You can find out more about Mark Hovland and Vicky Wong at eNewHopeCounseling.org. When we come back from our break, hey, look, health and wellness are buzzwords today, aren't they? So how does medication and psychotherapy relate with mental, emotional, and physical health? I can't think of anybody better than Vicky Wong and Mark Hovland to share their insights on that very subject. It perhaps will enable you to not only internalize and process some of the things that you might be feeling, but perhaps even share it with someone else. Enter into a dialogue. There's some therapy that takes place just in conversation, dialogue, healthy dialogue. And Mark and Vicky will share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guests.
Well,
indeed, yes, of course, they're specialists in what they do. But the background, you know, the depth by which they speak obviously comes from life experiences. Well, they have families. They're married. Mark Hovland is married to Connie. They have a son, Nathan. He wouldn't want me to forget his chocolate lab in Denver. He's been a member of New Hope for over 20 years. Vicky Wong is married to Terry, or Pastor Terry Wong. They have three children, Brandon, Vanessa, and Ryan. They pastor Calvary Assembly of God. She's a Canadian, born and raised in Vancouver, British Columbia. She loves horseback riding, and she's been in Hawaii for a good number of years, and we're grateful that they're all with us today and sharing heart to heart with you. The Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maher, my co-host. Thanks for joining us. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, look, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. But as I typically say, you know, just share it with a family member or a friend. I believe they'll be encouraged. Maybe their life will change as a result of what they're hearing today, what you're hearing today. Well, health and wellness, buzzwords, medication and psychotherapy. How does medication and psychotherapy relate with mental, emotional, and physical health?
You know, I think that we are wonderfully made. A lot of times in the Christian world, we think in terms of, I guess, from the neck down. We don't think that maybe the fall affected our biochemistry or...
And just give a snapshot when we say the fall. What does that mean?
Yeah, the fall meaning that just what happened, you know, with Adam and Eve at the garden and them sinning and that affecting bringing disease on planet Earth in human beings. But we tend to think...
The fall of humankind.
The fall of humankind. And so I think that there's been stigma in the past with medications, but I think things are changing some. I have a growing interest in nutritional psychology. How does our diet and nutrition actually play a role in our mental health? For instance, if we do not eat enough protein, as an example, not saying that we have to eat massive amounts, but I worked with a client that was a vegan, and we just adjusted her diet some, got some protein in her diet. She had had depression about 2 years, and as I was asking her about her diet, I realized that she really wasn't eating much protein. We made a simple adjustment with protein and added a supplement that raised her serotonin levels, which are very much needed for us to have good mental health. And within about maybe a week or so, her depression had lifted. And up until that time, she had prayed and got into the Bible, and it was like a cloud that was over her. But just some simple changes in her diet and nutrition affected her. So there's so many different things, you know, in, you know, processed foods, and that's a whole nother story, that a lot of times we don't get the raw materials that we need from our food that will create the chemical reactions that are needed for good mental health. So there are times that I will sometimes suggest a diet change. I will suggest maybe a supplement that will give some type of amino acid that I'll have them research to take a look at. And sometimes it can be pretty significant. There is a place also for medication. And I always try to do the natural first. But I think Vicki and I both have had significant changes in people's mental health through medication. It doesn't help everyone. But for some people, it can be a game changer for some people.
Mm. Vicki?
For me, I really believe that if you have anything that's medium to severe mental illness, then I do support medication. But with every kind of medication, you're going to have to deal with side effects. So we need to balance that out. But if you have severe mental illness, I really support that. It'll really help you. In terms of what Mark was saying about nutrition, that makes a huge difference. So those with mild to medium mental illness, nutrition makes a difference. Exercise makes a difference. I just... did this 30-day diet called Whole30. And it's just changing some of the foods that we eat. But when I did that 30-day diet, it changed my energy levels, my emotional levels, the way I thought about myself, my cognitive ability. And I started exercising more. And that dopamine gets into my body. And, mm-hmm. and suddenly I feel that I'm getting stronger. My serotonin levels are higher. So exercise, nutrition, as Mark mentioned, is huge. Huge toward improvements in mental illness.
I want to take a maybe one or two steps back. Take us into New Hope Counseling Center. We have the two of you with us here in studio. Share with us some of the other counselors that are there and some of their areas of focus.
Sure. Meg Walter has been there probably the longest, and she was one of the early staff that came on board. She has a real heart. She does trauma work, but she has a real heart for marriage work. And I think all of us actually do marriage because, you know, if we get individually healed, very often that affects our relationships positively. So often that's, you know, an important part of the process just to work with the individual to help, you know, the person get healed in their relationships. But Meg Walter does a type of therapy called emotionally focused therapy. Very, very effective. It really, you know, helping couples to connect. Rob Okamura came on about a year ago, and he pretty broad-based. He covers depression, anxiety, also does some trauma work, pretty broad-based. 4 out of 5 of us have been or are currently pastors. So I think that that's a good, you know, our heart is to have the best of what the Holy Spirit would want in this place, but also the best of the clinical world. If we can merge those two together, I think it's a powerful thing to be able to do that. So, and then we also have an intern. There are certain insurances that we don't take, and he takes some of the people that maybe have insurance that we don't take. And he has his master's degree, and he is working on his clinical hours. So, so we actually have 5.
And what is his name?
His name is Kent Kitagawa.
Kent Kitagawa.
Yeah.
So, going back now to trauma, what are some of the most common cases that you've treated?
Sure.
For me personally, I've seen a lot of family issues. Family really is the root of a lot of our traumas. I have an individual now that I'm working with that really he has gone through so much in terms of neglect. His mother has just was not available. His father was so busy working, and he kind of grew up by himself, trying to figure out life. And I have the opportunity and the privilege to be able to work with him, to let him know that, hey, you're okay, to answer those questions that he didn't know in childhood, because he comes home to an empty house every single day. And those are traumas. And of course, by doing that, you struggle daily with this sense of anxiety and depression and loneliness that he has struggled with. So I've worked with those. I have a lot of women who struggle with identity, self-worth, wondering if they're loved. Men need unconditional respect. Women need unconditional love. And they struggled because even from childhood, you wondered if you were ever loved because your parents were not available. They were busy. Or they were maybe a little bit violent to you. In this day and age, we see a lot of divorces, separations, and those children grow up wondering if you were of importance to them because their parents were not available. Many times we're in other kind of relationships. So those are traumas that they have grown up with, and you become an adult. And part of the adulthood is just wondering, what happened as a child, and why do I have these things that I currently struggle with? But having the privilege to go back and work through it with them and see the healing and letting God come in and bring the revelation and for them to identify where the hurts are, it's a privilege.
Mark, when we come back from our break, I'd like to hear your experiences as well. What are the most common cases for you? Someone today, as we're listening to you, and I'm on the edge of my seat. Perhaps they're thinking, dear one. Perhaps you're thinking, wait, is that me? Could that be me? Could there be healing for me? eNewHopeCounseling.org. Contact them, check them out, go to their website, find out more. There's hope for you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. thank you to Waiyawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, I want to spend a moment here as we come back to this, well, our final segment of the show, and talk to someone who maybe of the male gender, who might feel, hey, is this even manly? You know, to admit that I have a flaw, that I have a weakness, that something happened to me when I was a child, and, you say the wrong thing to me, or you look at me the wrong way, or just, I don't even know why it sets me off. But to go to counseling, that's for someone else. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. You say, Danny, I'm tuning in right now. Where are you headed with this? Who are your guests? Where are my guests? Mark Hovland, Vicky Wong, New Hope Counseling. You can find out more about them, in fact, at enewhopecounseling.org. Before our break, we were talking, Vicky was sharing about some of her cases. They work and specialize particularly in childhood trauma, or trauma, and then more specifically childhood trauma. But it affects more of us than we realize. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program in its entirety. But we're glad that you're with us today. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. So, Mark, what about you? What are some of the most or the most common cases that you have?
Sure. You know, I have worked with soldiers that have had significant trauma from war, sexual abuse survivors I work with regularly. But you know what I see, Danny, very often is we'll think of those big traumas like that, and if I don't have those, then I must be okay. And so often I'll see people that had maybe one or two individual statements, you know, from their childhood. Maybe their dad called them stupid. And they've carried that their whole life. And I don't know, I mentioned earlier kind of those big T, big event traumas or little T traumas. If we have a lot of those smaller events, all of those can add up over a period of time. So I see that regularly come up in the counseling office. And I try to inform people that it, and I'm not trying to make up something that's not there, but I try to inform people that some of these events carry weight, you know, even some of the lesser events, and you can see it shape their thinking, their value as a human being. And I think that for all of us to know at the deepest core level that we're loved by God, that we're made by God, a lot of us, we know that intellectually, but we don't know that at a deep level. And so often that's clouded by, you know, these voices from the past, you know, this chatter that goes on in our mind that basically tells us that we're less than. So I see it show up in that regard. One of the cool things that I've seen happen over the last 6 years is I've seen more pastors and their families and wives make their way to the counseling office, which it thrills us because all of us have been pastors. And where do pastors go? So often they're, you know, kind of put on a pedestal by their church, but they're broken people like anybody else, but they've answered the call. And so it's been neat to see sometimes a pastor that's ready to get out of their ministry, that you do some healing work. I've had that happen several times. And to get them back into ministry, or that's been a wonderful experience.
We've just got a few moments left, precious moments. Vicky, what would you say I'm going to come back to you on this too, Mark. What would you say to someone who's struggling right now? They don't know how to put a finger on it, but they're just suffering, struggling, a word for them. And I do want to have a time of prayer as well for our dear listener.
You know, Mark mentioned about men. I have the opportunity to counsel quite a few men. And a lot of these men have never received affirmations from their fathers. They haven't heard their father telling them that, I love you. You're good enough. I'm so proud of you. And you go through life. A lot of these men, they go through life wondering, trying to find that validation. Whether it's through work, drowning themselves in work, trying to be a provider, to wonder, am I loved? Am I good enough? Was my father proud of me? Is my wife proud of me? And when I think about what you just asked me, in counseling, it's important because you get that validation. You get that support. You realize that you were always good enough. Just nobody told you. And I think that's really the beginning of where healing starts, where you have that support.
Mark?
I'm sorry that...
Well, what would you say to someone right now listening who they're going through a really rough time?
I think the biggest thing is that there's hope. And even if you've maybe gone to counseling before or there's always hope. And it's a lot of times it's just taking that first step. And your life can change, you know. You know, the Bible says in John 10:10 that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. It's interesting how it's almost like a mission statement of God and the devil all in one verse. And I think that that life, very often we enter into, and it's a battle to enter into that good life, into that life that God has for us. But a lot of times we've got to take that step. And God is never the God of the comfort zone. He always wants us to take a step outside of our comfort zone. And when we take that one step, so often our lives can get better.
We've got about 3 minutes left. Can we spend this time in prayer for someone who is listening and being ministered to as you speak? Vicki, could you lead us? And then Mark?
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the privilege, Lord, to be able to pray for those who are hurting, our listeners out there. Father, I just pray that you minister deep into their hearts, Lord. Help them to know that they are dearly loved, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help them to realize, Lord, that there is a God in heaven who loves them and that you have people, Lord, who are willing to help them, that yes, they don't have to be alone. So, Father, I pray for restoration. I pray for hope. I pray joy will come back into their lives, Lord. And I pray that they will see that they are worthwhile, they are loved, and that they are just so special in your eyes.
Yes, Lord.
So bring a powerful healing to them. I pray this in Jesus' name.
Lord, I just lift up every person that is listening to this broadcast. And Lord, I pray that you would touch hearts for anyone that you feel, Lord, that maybe needs to take that next step. And that you would show them how to take that step and what step to take. And Lord, we thank you that even in the pain of life, the hurts of life, Lord, you want to redeem it. Lord, you want to redeem that pain. And sometimes use that pain even for our future. And I pray that, Lord, that that you would do that, Lord God, and that the people that are listening here today, Lord, would make their way where needed to get the help that they need.
And Father, we give you praise for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the life of our dear friend right now as they hear Vicki and Mark share heart to heart with them. It's really your heart touching their life, your love touching their life. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Suzanne Maurer, as you've listened to Vicki and Mark, what stirred up in your heart?
Well, I think the Christian counseling is so important. And my prayer for our listeners are that you're willing to cry out to God and say, God, I need you. I need help. I need direction, because he's created them. He loves them and he will direct them, but they need to turn to Jesus and just say, I need your help. And how wonderful that help is available.
Suzanne, what happens when someone turns to Jesus? There may be some apprehension in that moment, in this moment even.
Well, I believe that if they turn to him and will seek him, whether it's through a friend or through going on the website that you've shared today, getting to a church, if they will seek him, they will be found, and he will provide the way. And it's absolutely life-changing.
eNewHopeCounseling.org. Is there any other information that you'd like to share, or maybe a phone number or an address?
Our number is 808-596-4555. And so, or the website, they can get an appointment set through the website.
The number again?
596-4555.
596-4555.
Yeah.
Well, penetrating words, indeed, from Mark Hovland and Vicky Wong. Find out more again at eNewHopeCounseling.org. Dear one, hey, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, I believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart. Even as Suzanne was saying, open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation set up for you there. Check that out. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Mark Hovland and Vicky Wong, eNewHopeCounseling.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.